Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Today, savvy ways to make extra money. So, Marianne, these are things you do in addition to your regular job, things that you can do part-time, is that it?
Yes, they're commonly known as side hustles. Have you ever heard that, Bob, that term? Side hustle.
I think so.
I have a side hustle. Well, I did have a side hustle, but that's all I do now. These are ways that people can make a little more money. With inflation, rising interest rates, and pay raises set to disappoint, lots of people are looking for ways to generate extra income. And ZipRecruiter analyzed listings to identify jobs that can be done part-time with few or no starting requirements, and they ranked them by hourly wages. And some of the popular side hustles that, you know, we've talked about before, like blogging or content creation, didn't make the list because they're typically freelance and they're not listed on job sites. So these are the 10 most profitable side gigs, or side hustles, as they said, according to ZipRecruiter.
So can I do any of these at 10 in the morning? Because I have nothing to do then.
Listen up and see if you can, although they may cut into your nap time.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, lay them on me.
Okay. Here's the first one. A family assistant. See, I don't think you could do this, Bob, because you can't even do this in our own family. So how are you going to be an assistant? I'm laughing just thinking about the idea of you applying for that job. It involves a combination of cooking, cleaning, childcare, running errands, which you are pretty good at, coordinating schedules, and handling other household administrative tasks. And although many family assistants live with their employers and work full-time, part-time positions are available for this. Don't apply, Bob.
No, I could do that if I could subcontract out a lot of that work to you.
That is what you would have to do. Okay, number two is craftsman. I don't think you're going to be good at this one either.
I could call Lou Manfredini.
They are a specialist like carpenters and metal workers and glass blowers. Yeah, I do want to see you blowing some glass. Certificate programs, trade schools, and community colleges offer training for this. Okay, you could be a sales specialist. I don't think you're going to be good at that one either. They work in anything from tech to real estate to insurance, and they reach out to potential customers and they manage the relationships. You don't even like to reach out to your family, so yeah, but it is not happening.
Yeah, you could do this at home though, right? Yeah. I mean, this would be like something you wouldn't have to go into an office for.
Yes, one can do this. Mm. You cannot do this.
You're highly amused by this list, aren't you?
All right, because I'm just picturing you in any of these jobs. Okay, number four is quality assurance reviewer. So in this job, you would monitor, inspect, and test test products to ensure a company's standard. You would be like asking me a billion questions about how to use it. Like no. But you can work in sectors like food safety, pharmaceuticals, manufacturing, and software. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about this one? Number five.
I do have a lot of opinions, though.
Yes, you do. I can just see you going back to the company, you know, with your review or something. All right, how about being a care coordinator? These people oversee and monitor patient care in hospitals or long-term care facilities. I think you have to be in the medical field, you know, to have this as a side hustle. It involves coordinating schedules and working with patients and their families and their medical records. Okay, how about this one? Number six, event representative. For this job, you would organize special events for clients and help promote and set up.
This is not that funny.
Okay, so like you could run a trade show or for festivals or talking to potential customers. I cannot see that either. No, I don't think you're made for side hustles, Bob. But let's go on. You could be a driver. That's number seven. A driver. You do like to drive. However, I don't know. I don't know if I should publicize this, but it has been known to be said that anybody who rides in a car that you are driving becomes seasick.
Don't they? You know what? First of all, you are the worst because you're a backseat driver, and then you have this heavy lead foot. I give you the car with a full tank of gas. Uh-huh. You return it. I'm out of gas.
Yeah, and we are out of gas, by the way. It's always out of gas because you put in $2 worth of gas to save money, which doesn't really save money because you have to keep driving to a gas station.
Well, I only do that if I'm at a gas station that's charging an exorbitant fee. Okay. Then I want to wait.
Yeah, and by the way, please put gas in the car today. Okay.
Wait a minute. Joe, can we edit a lot of this out before it airs today, please? Would you work on that?
I'll try.
Okay. How about, we only have like three left. Okay. Customer service. You can become one of those representatives who resolves complaints.
Yeah, I'm a good mediator.
And helps with technical issues over the phone or email. Has anyone ever witnessed you trying to fix a technical issue? My God. You know, Joe, I'm sure, has done this many, many times. I do it maybe 25 times a day. Okay, a nursing aide, you know, you would help like a doctor or a nurse, you know, and you also, I think you have to be in the medical field for this, but it is a side hustle. And then the last one is a lead generator, which is a fancy word for being a telemarketer. Yep, I can just see you.
Don't think of me. Would you talk to the listener, not
when
me.
When I made this list, I was not thinking about you, but now I'm applying all of these to you. And
well, stop it.
I think you fail. You cannot be a telemarketer. You would hate it if people just hung up on you like you do to telemarketers. Yeah, there's your 10 list of side hustles. Other people might be, you know, comfortable with this. I don't know.
I wouldn't mind people hanging up on me because, as you know, I hate myself anyway. Tell us about the Savvy Planet website.
Well, you know, this is the time of the year where I am always craving comfort food, and nothing does it for me like this dish because it's also pretty healthy. It's braised beef over zucchini noodles, and the meat just falls apart with your fork, and I actually feel like I'm eating pasta because of the shape of the zucchini noodles. So it's really a win-win. I love this recipe, and it's going to be available on our website.
SavvyPlanet.com. All those recipes are free. And since Marianne uses me as the guinea pig, I can tell you they're delicious. Subscribe. They get mailed to your inbox once a week. It's Savvy, S-A-V-V-Y, Savvy, and then a hyphen between Savvy and Planet. SavvyPlanet.com. Glad you were so amused by today's report, Marianne.
No side hustles, Bob. No side hustles for you.
Yeah, I got my hands full with this full-time job.